G'day, and welcome to another episode of Left After Breakfast, coming to you from Melbourne, Australia, broadcast from the studios of 3CR, your only radio left. My name is Susanna Duffy.
3CR.
In this episode of Left After Breakfast, I'd love to introduce you to Faith Petrick, who was born in a log cabin in Idaho and became a lifelong activist and folk singer in USA. She died at age 98, a week after her last concert, where she was still singing songs of political activism. Faith Petrick, amazing woman.
It's blowing in the wind again, it's drifting in the rain. Before the dead have moldered yet, or wounded heal their pain. I am so old, my grandsons, that I remember when I marched to hail the armistice. I was barely 10. That was the war against all war to save democracy. Praise God, they said, we've won the peace for all eternity. I marched for Spain when some years passed, and marched, and then another war to end all war, and so I marched again. I marched in Minneapolis, Chicago, and Duluth, in San Francisco and New York. I marched to shout the truth. I marched in Hiroshima and knelt before a stash of tens of million bones of people atomized to ash. And with the distant rumble of new regiments of men, I read the warning on the tomb, this must not be again. I marched to staunch Korea's blood, I marched for Vietnam, I marched to stop the napalm, and I marched to stop the bomb. I've marched and marched and marched, oh Lord, I'm sure I've done my due. I marched since I was barely 10, and now I'm 72. I should be lying in the sun or dreaming in the grass. But how, when generals everywhere are polishing their brass, entranced with dreams of four-star roles, so help me, Lord, they're glad. It's said that whom the gods destroy, they first must render mad. Their burning eyes see no man's lands and armies poised for action. And you, my warm and loving ones, you're merely an abstraction. It's geopolitics again, and oh, with what finesse. The players push their pawns about, these masterminds of chess. How cunningly they plot each move, how skillfully they spar, and checkmate one another like the masters that they are. How stimulating, how intense, a world to lose or gain, except for one dismaying fact, the players are insane. Controlled, dispassionate, they play this game that madness spawns. I can't even look away, my children are the pawns. I marched to staunch Korea's blood, I marched for Vietnam. I marched to stop the napalm, and I marched to stop the bomb. I've marched and marched and marched, oh Lord, I'm sure I've done my due. I've marched since I was barely 10, now I'm 72. Some people keep on fighting when they've lost an arm or leg. Some still keep up the struggle when they're fragile as an egg. I've heard men rasping, I object, with voices turned to gravel. I've seen a woman raise a fist who couldn't lift a gavel. And And even with a broken heart, one still can make a stand. So lead my children, lead the way. Reach back and take my hand. We'll march again, confound them all. Don't quibble at my age. I'll shield you with my brittle bones. I'll nourish you with rage. I marched to staunch Korea's blood. I marched for Vietnam. I marched to stop the napalm. And I marched to stop the bomb. I marched and marched and marched. Oh Lord, I'm sure I've done my due. I marched since I was barely 10. Now I'm 72. We'll march again, confound them all. Don't quibble at my age. I'll shield you with my brittle bones. I'll nourish you with rage.
March again, confound them all. What great words. A great woman, Faith Petrick. Imagine still performing at age 98.
Help us stay radical. Become a regular donor to 3CR. A regular donor is someone who loves 3CR so much that they set up an automatic donation to 3CR on the same day every month. Will you help 3CR by becoming a regular donor today? Together, we can keep independent voices on air. Go to 3cr.org.au.
Faith Petrick was involved in the Selma to Montgomery marches of 1965, and I have never forgotten those marches, and I admire Faith for her time being a part of it. The Selma to Montgomery marches were three protest marches in 1965 along the 87-kilometre highway from Selma, Alabama, to the state capital of Montgomery. The marches were organised by non-violent activists to show that African American citizens wanted to exercise their constitutional right to vote. And that's what they wanted, in defiance of segregationist repression. It was all part of a much broader voting rights movement underway in Selma and throughout the American South. Those marches were just unbelievable. I remember seeing newspaper photographs and reading about it, and truly, it made my blood run cold. The first march was ended by state troopers and men from posses, white supremacists, and they charged on over 600 unarmed protesters with batons and tear gas. The event became known as Bloody Sunday. A well-known and well-respected local woman, Amelia Boynton, was beaten unconscious by a state trooper on horseback. And the image of that, of her lying wounded, unconscious on the bridge, was worldwide. As I said, made my blood run cold. A Unitarian minister from Boston, James Reeb, was beaten about the head with batons by the same white supremacist. He died 3 days later. But the violence of Bloody Sunday and Reeb's murder, plus the worldwide media coverage, returned a national outcry. The protesters campaigned for a new federal voting rights law to enable African Americans to register and vote without harassment. And that law was passed on March the 15th, 1965. The march route is now nationalised and designated as the Selma to Montgomery National Historic Trail. But what horrific protests to be in. You think about it, listener, how many protests, marches have you been in? Were people beaten to death in those protests? I remember the anti-Vietnam War protesters, and we used to get beaten up monotonously regularly by right-wing gangs, and the police would basically watch us being beaten up by the right-wing gangs, and if we retaliated, then the police would step in with their batons. But that was a long time ago, listener, and nothing near as frightening as just awful as these Selma to Montgomery marches were in 1965, I have such admiration and respect for people who participated in those marches. And Faith Petrick was in those marches, a brave woman. By highlighting racial injustice, they contributed to passage that year of the Voting Rights Act, a landmark federal achievement.
3CR.
In the 1950s and 1960s in USA, being called red meant that you were suspected of being a communist or a sympathizer of communism. Now, this was a label used during the intense anti-communist paranoia known as the Red Scare, where figures like Senator Joseph McCarthy accused many of disloyalty, leading to blacklists and fear of left-wing ideas. The term derives, of course, from the red flag, the symbol of communism, and was applied to anyone perceived as a threat to American society, and this all led to severe repercussions. There was the fear of subversion. The primary concern was infiltration by Soviet spies and American communists into government and society. And it led to a slogan, "Better dead than red." Now, I remember that slogan from my childhood, listener. I thought it was funny at the time. Of course, I did not understand the horror behind it, that it was an extreme anti-communist sentiment. And then, of course, there were the loyalty oaths and the blacklists. Public employees faced loyalty oaths, and many individuals in entertainment, academia, and other fields were blacklisted for suspected communist ties. So if you were called red in the 1950s or 1960s, it was a serious accusation of being a communist linked to Cold War fears and political persecution. It certainly wasn't a neutral colour reference. Faith Petrick was called a red, and here she sings a song in that American style of mangled English with double negatives and missing consonants.
I was just a little thing. I used to love parades with banners, bands, red balloons, and maybe lemonade. When I came home one May Day, my neighbor's father said, "Them marchers is all commies. Tell me, kid, are you a red?" Well, I didn't know just what he meant. My hair back then was brown. Our house was plain red brick like most others in the town. So I went and asked my mama why our neighbor called me red. My mommy took me on her knee and this is what she said. "Well, you ain't done nothing if you ain't been called a red. If you march for agitated, that's your mommy word said. So you might as well ignore it or love the word instead. Cause you ain't been doing nothing if you ain't been called a red." When I was growing up, had my troubles, I suppose, when someone took exception to my face or to my clothes, or tried to cheat me on a job or hit me on the head. When I organized a fight back, why, the stinkers called me red. But you ain't done nothing if you ain't been called a red. If you marched or agitated, then you're bound to hear it said. So you might as well ignore it or love the words instead, cause you ain't been doing nothing if you ain't been called a red. When I was living on my own, one apartment that I had a lousy, rotten landlord, let me tell you, he was bad. But when he tried to throw me out, I rubbed my hands and said, "You haven't seen a struggle if you haven't fought a red. And you ain't done nothing if you ain't been called a red. If you march or agitated, then you're bound to hear it said. So you might as well ignore it or love the words instead, cause you ain't been doing nothing if you ain't been called a red." Well, I kept
'cause what else can you do? You're gonna let the sons of bitches walk all over you. My friend said you'll get fired hanging with that commie mob. I should be so lucky, buddy, I ain't got a job. And you ain't done nothing if you ain't been called a red. If you march or agitate it, then you're bound to hear it said. So you might as well ignore it or love the words instead, 'cause you ain't been doing nothing if you ain't been called a red. I've been agitating now for 50 years and more, for jobs and for equality and always against war. I'll keep on agitating as far as I can see, and if that's what being red is, well, it's good enough for me. 'Cause you ain't done nothing if you ain't been called a red. If you march for agitation, you're bound to hear it said. So you might as well ignore it or love the words instead, 'cause you ain't been
I sang the kind of songs I sing because I'm a very radical person. I'm a left winger. I'm so far to the left that if the earth was flat, I'd fall off.
Who could have imagined a Faith Petrick? Except a Faith Petrick.
Have a few children's picture books or footy boots that your kids have outgrown but want to find them a loving home? Well, drop them in at 3CR and put them in the Books and Boots bin. Books and Boots regularly sends pre-loved children's picture books and sports footwear to remote and regional First Nations communities and children across the country. Contact us at Books and Boots or go to the website www.booksandboots.org.au. We love a good book.
This is an interview with Faith from Radio Northern Beaches, which is a community-based radio station north of Sydney.
Well, the group that meets at my house is called the San Francisco Folk Music Club. And I have a t-shirt on that has the name San Francisco Folk Music Club on it. They still come. So, well, I thought it'd be nice to do a, as long as we're doing women here, a song for Mother Nature. And again, I love people to sing along. So just pick up on the chorus as you go along. The song is written by, I'm not a singer-songwriter, by the way, as Phil is. I'm a very unusual kind of a person. I sing other people's songs. I harvest the songs instead of writing them myself. Seems like when I need to say something, I find a song that's just saying it for me, and I love it that way. So Lou and Peter Berryman are a couple of my favorite singers and songwriters, and this is one of their songs. She made the Georgia peaches, the Australian beaches, cliffs along the Moonlight Bay. The lindens and the larches and the metatarsal arches, molybdenum and DNA. Well, here's to Mother Nature, here's to Mother Nature for dreaming up the moon and sun. We'd better break it gently, but it seems that evidently nearly all her work is done. And she's been standing in the way of progress. Someone ought to sit her down. Except for a couple of window boxes, she doesn't have a place in town. Now we appreciate her efforts, but we've got to make it clear she's standing in the way of progress. We can take it on from here. Now she said, I beg your pardon, but would you spare my garden when you put your pipeline through? And your wires and your towers electrocute my flowers, and would you spare my bird bath too? Well, here's to Mother Nature, here's to Mother Nature. I do believe she works real hard. But there is only one way that we can build that runway, and that is through her big backyard. And she's been standing in the way of progress. Someone ought to sit her down, except for a couple of window boxes. She doesn't have a place in town. Now we appreciate her efforts, but we've got to make it clear, she's standing in the way of progress. We can take it on from here. Now we tolerate her twisters, her poison ivy blisters, and learn to love her grouse and floods. Then we do a couple of dishes, and she bellies up the fishes and blames it on a few soap suds. Well, here's to Mother Nature, here's to Mother Nature. A little overworked, no doubt. I hope that she can make it, but she doesn't seem to take it as well as she can dish it out. And she's been standing in the way of progress. Someone ought to set her down, except for a couple of window boxes. She doesn't have a place in town. Now we appreciate her efforts, but we've got to make it clear, she's standing in the way of progress. We can take it on from here. Now, no one would deny her the option to retire. We'll put her in a lovely home. With automated showers and artificial flowers, she will never need to roam. Oh, here's to Mother Nature, here's to Mother Nature. I know she needs a good long rest. She acted like a child and just let things grow wild. It's obvious that we know best. And she's been standing in the way of progress. Someone ought to set her down, except for a couple of window boxes. She doesn't have a place in town. Now we appreciate her efforts, but we've got to make it clear, she's standing in the way of progress. We can take it on from here.
An early interview with Faith Petrick at Radio Northern Beaches. Thank you, Radio Northern Beaches. Apart from her singing songs of political activism, Faith Petrick also liked light-hearted and whimsical stories. This one is Geritol Gypsy.
Well, it's nice to have all of you people drop in. It's wonderful to have an audience. It doesn't happen very often on radio. Well, I might start by doing a song I frequently use to introduce myself. Before I do the song, I have to explain a couple of the words in it, because things that aren't known by the same names here in Australia. The word geritol, if you mention it in the United States, everybody kind of titters, you know, because geritol was a patent medicine that was for just for older people, and whatever you had, geritol would take care of it. You would be in fine shape taking geritol. So it just became a name for older people, a geritol age. And the other thing I have to define is RV. That's what we call recreational vehicles. These are RVs, and it's like Winnebagos. You have those here, great big old things that are houses on wheels. So they're mentioned in this song, and this is how it goes. When I get old and my head turns gray, I know for sure where I don't want to stay. Old folks hoax or a Leisureville or a condo by the sea. When my work's all done and the kids are grown, time at last is all my own. I know just the life I want for me. I'm gonna be a geritol gypsy, driving RV 10 yards long. Gonna roll on down the interstate, just singing a highway song. I'm gonna be a geritol gypsy underneath the open sky. Gonna be a geritol gypsy till I die. I'm gonna ramble round from town to town. You never know where I might be found, in a KOA or a roadside rest from Maine to Mexico. So pump me 40 gallons, Bob. I want to roll with that good Sam Club. Wherever that highway takes me, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna be a Jericho gypsy, driving RV 10 yards long. Gonna roll on down the interstate, just singing a highway song. I'm gonna be a Jericho gypsy underneath the open sky. Gonna be a Jericho gypsy till I die. You won't find me in a rocking chair in that old park bench. I won't be there. I'll be sitting in the pilot house of a tin chateau on wheels. In the mountain morning, in the desert night, a rambling grandma doing all right. I want to know just how the wild goose feels. I'm gonna be a Jericho gypsy, driving RV 10 yards long. Gonna roll on down the interstate, just singing a highway song. I'm gonna be a Jericho gypsy underneath the open sky. Gonna be a Jericho gypsy till I die. For so many years I was so bored, but now I've got my just reward with my IRA, my pension plan, and my Social Security. Well, a long, hard pull at last is done, and damn it, I'm gonna have some fun. Ramblin' renegade grandma, that's me. I'm gonna be a Jericho gypsy, driving RV 10 yards long. Gonna roll on down the interstate, just singing a highway song. I'm gonna be a Jericho gypsy underneath the open sky. Gonna be a Jericho gypsy till I die.
Well, I hope you enjoyed listening to stories about Faith Petrick and her music. An amazing woman. I certainly enjoyed tracking down some of her recordings and her interviews from Radio Northern Beaches, which is a community-based radio station north of Sydney. Faith came out here to Australia in 1988. She booked her own tour via snail mail. She was 83. We need more like her in the world. I'll leave you with one verse of one song.
Would you have mansions of gold in the sky and live in a shack way in the back? Would you have wings up in heaven to fly and stay here with rags on your back?
There is power in a man, the working folks, when they stand hand in hand. That's the power that must rule in every land, one industrial union brand.
You're listening to 3CR 855 AM on digital and on the internet, www.3cr.org.au.